Good morning, everyone. It is a wet one. A wet morning. It's been raining for about an hour. It's steady rain. This is from my bedroom window. And I've got the smell of lavender. I've got a jug of lavender. My mum got dried lavender. It still smells. I've had it about a year because my mum goes to this lavender farm every year. She's been this year. She didn't get me any new ones this year, but oh, it smells. When the rainy air comes in the window, I can really smell it. I can smell the lavender. It's lovely. I've got a lavender bush in a pot in my garden, but it doesn't smell as nice as that. I've taken this off the safety catch, so I'm going to put it back on now. There you go. Obi's downstairs making me tea. Unfortunately, we've got no croissants. We've got no bread, which I should have got at the co-op last night because I was there and I forgot. So if it stops raining, he's going to go down and get some. And a few bits and pieces because I haven't finished my grocery order yet. We have got porridge, we've got Weetabix, we've got shredded wheat and I don't know what other cereals, but I don't really like cereal in the morning. So I would probably go without rather than having any. I'm glad of the rain. The garden needs it. It really does. Apparently everywhere is brown, all the grass. Not just mine, I mean everywhere. So I'm not complaining about the rain at all. I like it. I do have some rich tea biscuits, but I might get his lordship to send those up. I should have a little bell here, shouldn't I? Ding, ding. I could call him. I could send him a text. Oh, my kids do things like that sometimes. They send texts to me downstairs. Can you bring such and such up? I'm not saying I usually do it, because most of the time I don't. Well, I do sometimes, it depends. If they're not well, I do. Of course. Is that you, Pinky? We were going to put weed killer down today. I don't like using things like that, but we've got this proliferation of weeds in the border in our front garden. And we did them a couple of weeks ago. It does say allow 28 days, but you can see the ones that are dying and some of them aren't. So we were going to do that, but you can't do it in wet weather. It's no good. So that idea's gone out the window. So I was going to have to keep all the cats in today, so at least I don't have to do that now. But, it's the border that caused a lot of trouble last year when the neighbour's father-in-law dug up all my buddleia plants and also then, on a different occasion, cut through my internet cable, cut it deliberately because they thought it was thought it was an old one. So we were without TV, phone, or landline and internet for more than 2 weeks because that's how long it took Virgin to come and put it back again. So we had a hand, I had a handrail put in case of icy weather a few years ago, because we've got, there's no fence and there's no borders to the garden, there's nothing to hold on if you want to get to a taxi or something, and it's really icy. So the council asked me if they could do anything for me, so I said, I don't need anything in the home. Can you put a handrail up? So they did that. I don't like it. It's a bit of an eyesore, but it could be useful one day, you know. So I've never used it yet, but you never know, and I might have to. Or not just me, but someone elderly, like, who's not very steady on their feet or something. Anyway, they had to, because of the way the place is designed, they had to put it, the handrail, in the concrete, my side of the border. So that put the border into the neighbours' gardens. Now, my old neighbours knew it was that it was my border, but the new neighbours didn't. That's what where the confusion arose, and that's where they chopped down all the buddleias. Then we thought, oh, if they think that's theirs, then we'll just let them get on with it, because if they cut down my plants, and I was really annoyed, they were huge buddleias, they were taller than me, and they didn't ask, and they were right outside my front door, they weren't even in front of their house, so I was they had to come into my garden to do it, so I was really peeved about that. So I thought, well, let them get on with it. But now they've decided, I don't know how they found out, oh, the border's yours, can you sort the weeds out? Now they cut all the, you see, the weeds were never that bad, because it was the whole length of the border, which is 50 foot long, was full of buddleias. And they cut them all down, and now it's full of weeds. I could kill them, really. They're a bloody pain. I mean, I don't dislike that those ones. I don't like the one on the other side. I've got to get one of my trees cut, because she's complaining again. That's in the back garden. she said it interferes with her sky signal. Well, the thing was, we cut the top of a tree off last year, but now she's saying that she's had to get her sky dish moved, and there's nowhere else they can move it to. This is the last time they can do it. Well, I think we cut the wrong tree last year. Well, Obi said he thinks that my nephew cut the wrong tree, but he's only just told me that. He's waited a year to tell me. I'm not cutting it down. It's not a very tall tree, and we don't even think it's those trees that are blocking the signal. We think it's the ones in school grounds at the end of our garden, because they're absolutely huge. And we've got a sky dish. We're not with Sky anymore. We were. We get free view through it, and that's working fine. So I think because of the position of it, if it was going to cause trouble for her, it would also cause trouble for us. I don't know. I'm not a technician, so I don't know, but I will get it done. But, you know, we haven't got anything to do it with. You've got to borrow some loppers off my mum. So there's always something with these neighbours. I don't mind the ones the other side. I mean, I know they've been a bit of a pain cutting through my wire, but they didn't do it on purpose. But it did cost us a lot of money, really, but because we had to buy more mobile data. I ended up spending an extra £100 in the 2 weeks, I mean, and so did Connor. I think. Darling? Let me see if I'm going to put the phone over there, because I'm going to shout now. Darling? Could you bring me a couple of rich tea biscuits, please? I don't know if you heard me. He's going to think I'm taking the pee. Yes, please.
How many?
3. Thank you. She's gone now, Pinky, because I shouted. I'm the only one that Pinky likes, really. Pinky! She's so nervous. She's such a nervous cat. Well, all of them are, apart from the chief. She's not nervous with me most of the time. But she's happier now that she doesn't have to see those other two, because they go in their room. And now they come in here in the day, but there's nothing I can do about that. in the summer because we've got all the doors open. So, you know, she just have to keep out their way. But the house is big enough that they don't have to be face to face like they are in their room. So that's okay. So at night, she doesn't have to go back in with him anymore. And that's working well. I just don't hope we don't have any more fires. Oh, goodness, that's my stomach. I must be telling you I'm hungry. Not that hungry, actually. Not really. Yeah, I went to sign up for Apple Music. I wanted to do the 3-month free trial. I don't know if I'll subscribe to it once that's up. I filled in all my details, and then it said pay now, so I didn't bother. Does anyone know if they actually take the money or whether they just put you on the system so that when the 3 months is up, if you don't tell them that you want to come out of it, then they take the payment? Because I don't really want to pay for it now when it's meant to be free for 3 months. Well, I'm not being mean. It's just if they're offering a 3-month free trial, then that's what it should be. So if anyone can tell me why it says that, and, you know, if they take the payment, I would be grateful. So I would like to try it. I've heard mixed things about it. Some people seem to like it and some people aren't so keen. But I would like to give it a go, but I don't really want to pay for it. I probably won't ever pay for it. I don't pay for many things. I've paid for Blind Square, I've paid for Audio Boom. Well, I pay for Audio Boom because I do a monthly subscription to get the Plus account. But I do use it, but I don't want to pay for too many apps, to be honest. Because unless I really need them, I don't need Audio Boom and I don't really need Blind Square, to be fair. But, you know, so that's why I don't really... I mean, the KNFB reader, I thought about getting that, but then I think, well, I can't really justify that amount of money. It's good. And there are times when I could use it, but basically I can't really justify that cost, and I don't need it as much as another person might. I mean, there's usually someone around who can read stuff to me, and I know it's not the same as reading it yourself. But, you know, I've got by this long that way, so I'm not that bothered about changing it now. It is a bit frustrating waiting for someone to... Oh, here she's back. Hello? Hello? She's heard him come in and she's run. Oh, you're on Audio Boo, darling. She heard you coming up the stairs and she ran. She took off. Shall I move that out of the way?
Yes, please.
Oh, sorry, darling, sorry.
I'm going to have to sue, I'm sorry.
Get up. I think it's stopped raining now, hasn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you very much. Oh dear, the biscuits are a bit broken, but never mind. Some of them are. Tesco's must have dropped the packet. Okay. Oh, let me try this tea. And then I will love you and leave you. Okay, I've got my peppermint tea, my ordinary tea. Oh, that's hot. That's really hot. Have you got tea?
Of course, called brandy.
You better not have. Have you got anything?
No.
What are you doing?
Let Connor cup of tea.
Oh, that's nice of you. You better tell him.
Huh?
Wake him up then.
He's asleep. Let's put him to sleep.
Well, tell him. Just he can go back to sleep. Because that's what he did to me the other week. He brought me a cup of tea in. And then later in the day, he said, did you like your tea? And I said, I didn't know I had any because I was asleep. Connor? Just tell him he's got a cup of tea there, darling. He's taking Connor a cup of tea. And, oh, Connor's room is a bomb site. I'm going to dip my rich tea in my tea because it's too hot to drink. Excuse my ill manners. It doesn't go everywhere. That was a broken bit. Why do we like dipping biscuits in tea?
He's fast asleep.
Is he alright?
Yes, sir.
He is alive, isn't he?
Did you kill him overnight?
No. No, he's alright, isn't he?
I think he's very tired. I called his number, I just didn't want to.
Did he not respond?
No.
Let me go and give him a shout.
I'd like to have someone give you a shot like that.
Anyway, I told him to do that when he made me tea and he didn't tell me and I didn't ever.
I think he's just tired, honey.
You're on,
Gilbert.
Connor?
Yeah. Well, I think he's just tired and he doesn't really need that waking up. That's why I just didn't want to wake him up.
Why don't you just waste your efforts? The tea.
It's not wasted.
Well, it is if he doesn't drink it. The reason we didn't make Ronan a cup of tea is that everyone is he doesn't drink tea. Well, sometimes he does, but very rarely. And I think he's still foul from the day before. It stopped raining now. And he's playing wrestling on his iPad. Honestly. The only thing with this is it's probably going to... I'm trying not to get crumbs in the bed. I hate that. Uh-oh. A bit of my biscuit broke off in my tea. I hate that as well. Because when you get to the end of the cup, it comes and hits you in the face. So I've got my plate on the side table. And my cup's there as well. And let's taste it now. Oh, I really like that tea. I think I'm going to get some of that from Tesco's. Do you think they sell it?
I think it's a new product they're trying to introduce into the market, so that's what they're giving fresh out, for example.
Yeah. What is it, PG Extra Strong or something?
Yeah.
I'm going to look for that. We need new tea bags, so... I think I've bitten off more than I can chew with these biscuits. I don't think I want them all, but... It's so nice, this tea. I wish I had a whole pot of it. Eat one more piece of this biscuit and then the rest of them can stay there. I should just have had one or two. There's a parakeet outside the window. Bits are too small to dip in. I'm just going to have this last one as well. That's too big to dip in, okay? tea is so nice. Did all their friends go last night?
You're talking to me?
Mm.
All friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, I didn't. I had a good look. Yeah, they did.
But they were out really outside really late, weren't they? Like 2 o'clock in the morning, some of them. I thought maybe they were staying the night. I doubt it. Well, they picked the right day for their party. Because today, it's not very nice, but, oh, I'm glad of it, but. A piece of biscuit that fell from my tea is now in my mouth. It didn't go to bits, it still stayed in one piece. I finished my tea already, look.
Well, I should maybe bigger cup, right?
That's alright. The cup's still boiling.
You don't like it when it's small, right?
Yeah, I do. When I, but that tea's so nice, I could drink, you know, I could have drunk 2 cups of that, you know what I mean? I don't normally drink more than 1 cup of tea at a time, but that is so nice. And I think I must have been a bit thirsty.
I think you're going to like this very tea, because that's the thing you said about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know you understand me, you don't really like new teas, do you?
No, but I like that. I knew I'd like that, because I like strong tea. I cannot stand weak tea. I hate it. When I went away to my first boarding school, when we had like tea in the evening, you know, like about 4 o'clock or 4:30, they used to give us this, they had a huge teapot, it was like that, it was so big, big silver teapot. And they used to come around pouring tea in all the cups, and oh, it was absolutely disgusting, it was so weak. They probably put one tea bag in the whole big pot, two. And they put too much milk in it. It was really foul. I hate really milky tea. I don't like black tea.
You're fucking racist.
That's on audio, boo.
Don't mess it up.
I'm going to it in a minute. I don't like black tea, really. I don't like black tea. I don't know why, but I only like a little bit of milk in it. I like it really strong. And that tea... They used to give it to us in plastic cups, plastic cup and saucer, and the plastic cups had a horrible smell to them. Oh, that was
really
disgusting.
You know what I like about this Christmas tonight?
What?
The way they talk, you know. This will be one for the ages.
What's that, the wrestling?
Yeah, before the fight comes, yeah, someone will go, this will be one
for
the ages.
I can't even understand what they're saying. Just as like, ah.
No, now they're fighting now, bro.
Oh.
Before the battle began, he hears something like, this will be one for the ages.
Never heard him say that. It sounds like a load of animals fighting to me.
This is not really wrestling, though. It's wrestling, but it's immortals. You know, some people you get on wrestling, bro. Yeah.
Don't even talk. I don't even understand. I'm not one for games, you know. I wish I did. Could get into games. I know quite a few women who play them on their phones and stuff, but I think you're either into it or you're not, and I'm just not. I've tried. I'm just not into games.
I think most people I know, I think the women, they really hate it because it brings problems in homes.
Yeah, it does.
The ladies, they want to watch. some Donbass soap opera. A nigga wants to play football.
No, well, I don't want to watch soap. I don't watch soap. The only soap opera I have anything to do with, I listen to The Archers. But I don't listen to that on...
I'm talking about on TV.
No, I know. Well, I don't watch anything on TV, really.
That's where you get male and female kids, right?
Yeah.
These niggas want to play a game.
Yeah, I know.
That is, they want to watch stupid programs.
Well, the games are stupid. If you know, we think the games are stupid.
That's why I said it's more of a male thing.
It is.
It's very rare for you to see ladies play games. And they want to play... When, you, so when some ladies really play, they play really to the cause. You know what I'm saying? Already
out there. You see, like with the kids, Connor's always loved his PlayStation and his or his Xbox, but Ronan doesn't. He'd play on it now and again, but he doesn't really like things like that. He's like me. And their dad, he didn't play on stuff like that either. But then he can't see, so it's a bit more difficult.
You see,
we can't play on PlayStation.
No, but at the end of the day, he likes the long that thing on the TV, that thing. That Wii thing, yeah. So see, it's
yeah, but he doesn't play that a lot, I don't think. I think they did when they first had it. That's Ronan's, really. I don't even know why it's there. Well, I mean, there's no, we have, I don't really want it here, but... And that Wii thing's Ronan's. But... He used to play some games, like, on the computer and stuff. But he's more into music. He likes his music than the that he's always liked that. Even when I first knew him, it used to be records. We used to go to this. He was into like soul, black soul music. Then he's changed his taste a lot. But you know, like Luther Vandross and all people like that. And he used to go to this shop in Edgware Road in London called Bluebird. And I used to go with him sometimes. And he'd come back with a load of records. And we had like a little... At the time we were living in London, we just had a little hi-fi unit. It wasn't a very good one. I don't even know if we had... I don't think it had a record deck on it. I can't remember now.
You man in the heart.
And,
did you hear that one?
Yeah, I heard something. I didn't hear what it said.
That's Triple H.
You're talking double Dutch.
Are you man in the heart?
Yeah, and he used to go and buy all these records and... Every so often, like once a month, he'd go home to his mum and he had all his big fancy hi-fi stuff down there. And he used to really look forward to going down there so he could play all his records, you know what I mean? And I remember one day, General came up to see me. She and Margaret used to come up and see me like every so often. Are you listening to me? Every so often, my mum and Margaret would come up to see me for the day.
See, I could have sworn I saw Sue yesterday, right?
Where? In Orpington?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were there. They went to the thing in the park.
She walked right past me. I looked at her like, it's not Sue. She looked at me, but she didn't act like she knew me.
Well,
I don't know, I just felt like it's going to be Sue, right?
Well, she was there.
She was wearing a black...
I'll have to ask my mum.
And she was walking with a different lady. No, your mum wasn't there, though.
Oh, was it Margaret? Might have been Margaret. No, hold on.
The slim one I went to get out to that Roxley place. I don't know. Is that the Margaret? Is that Margaret or Sue?
It was Margaret.
Yeah, I forgot about Margaret then.
Was it Margaret?
Yeah.
Where was General then?
Was Margaret there yesterday as well?
Yeah. They went in the thing. They went to the thing in the park. I found out more about what that was. It was cars, vintage cars, all the old cars, you know, the old fashioned cars. That was the main thing, and then there was they had like tents with music in. You know, people playing music, and then they had stalls selling like old fashioned stuff, and I think they had a few other things. I'm not sure, like fairground stuff, but that's what it was all about. I think the main attraction was the vintage cars. Anyway, they went there and then they went and had something to eat. They went to the fish shop. Sue didn't want to go to the fish shop. They had a bit of a disagreement. So she went looking around the charity shops. While Margaret and my mum went to the fish, you know, that crispy cod, not the Carlton Parade one. And then they met her in the Walnuts and they went to Wilkinson's and all that. But she wasn't very happy with them.
Oh.
My mum.
Why?
Because, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, that would have been them. Oh, I know when. What time was it? Because they all went in the car, Sue's car, and they parked it at the back of Carlton Parade in one of the roads around there. And then General got the bus home, and they must have been walking back to the car. Do you see what I mean? When you saw them,
there were two of them.
Yeah, they must have been walking back to the car. She General got the bus home. They went and because she didn't have one. She was up in the high street. She didn't want to walk all the way down to Carlton Parade to get. She said she might as well get the bus rather than walking all that way down there to get a lift home. Do you see what I mean? So you must have seen them walking back to Sue's car, because that was where it was parked.
Who was the third president then?
What third? Margaret.
Margaret is the one that went to Ruxley together.
Did Margaret come to Ruxley? No, I don't think Margaret came. I think it was just me, my mum and you and Sue, wasn't it, that went to Ruxley?
So that was Sue I'm talking about then?
Yeah.
That one that went to Ruxley together, that's what I saw.
Yeah, that's Sue.
Yeah, she was wearing the black.
But was she with someone else?
With someone else, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was probably Margaret. They were going to back to the car. Anyway, I'm going to tell you about Margaret. The time they used to come and see me when we lived in London. I used to take a day off work sometimes, and they'd both come up, and we'd go and have lunch, and they'd do things if I needed anything help with stuff in the flat, or my mum would come shopping with me, and we'd do a great big, a supermarket shop, and then I had a big freezer. It wasn't a fridge freezer. It was like the size of our fridge without the freezer. And but it was just a freezer, you know. And I had these labels from the RNRB that you can write braille on, and they had like little plastic things that you plastic string kind of thing. And I used to type in braille what the things were. I was so organised in those days. She used to tell me what they were, and I used to tie it to the boxes or the bags so that I knew what everything was. Anyway, this particular day, it was a Friday, and we were going down to Eamon's family for the weekend, and he was going to meet... When we used to do that, because I was usually at work, but this day I wasn't at work, I met him at Victoria, because that's where the train went from to Sussex, you know what I mean? So... and General and Margaret had to go back that way because they were coming back here. So we all went to Victoria together, and they saw me onto the train with him. And Margaret said, he asked me to carry his bag of records to the station. So I took his bag of records, and Margaret said, I'll carry them for you. Anyway, when we got on the train, Eamon said to me, where's my records? And I went, I thought you've got them. She went, and he went, no. And Margaret went off with him. She forgot to give them to me. And, of course, he was really looking forward to listening to him. Oh, he went absolutely mad. He didn't stop going on. I got the blame. He went on about it the whole time. I nearly got off at Clapham Junction because he went on at me. I nearly got off and came home because he went on and on and on. I could have killed Margaret. She's so scatty. I'll carry it for you. And then she doesn't give it back, you know, and I suppose in all the confusion, I thought that she'd given it to him, you know what I mean? I nearly got off, but I didn't. And people were getting really fed up with it, you know, because we were arguing, because he was going on and on and on about why didn't I, and I was arguing back, because I thought it wasn't my fault. He should have carried his own bloody records. I didn't say that, I don't suppose, but anyway, that was the story of Margaret and the records. I've never forgotten it. I don't know if he has. I don't think he would have done. But she's a bit scatty, Margaret. She tries to help, and then sometimes it backfires. I suppose it was a disappointment, but it wasn't my fault. I don't know what happened, though, because then they would have had to take them home. I don't know when he got them back. don't know when he would have got those records back, because they must have had to take them home, you know. Anyway.
Publish. Pause recording.